Today's shir is a Masechet Bava Basra on Daf Chav Tes. We will begin at the beginning of the last line on Daf Chav Ches Amud Beis with the words Amar Lei Abaye. We are in the middle of the sugya, which is explaining the inyan of the chazaka of Gimel Shanim. We're not speaking about a chazaka of a kinyan that a person can make in a sada, but rather if a person no longer has his shtar and he was occupying the morikama, the previous owner's place of residence or field for 3 years, then even though he doesn't have a shtar, it is considered a raya that it belongs to the present occupant. And the Gemara wants to know, what is the source for this Chazaka of a raya? And we learned on Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shamati Meholchei Usha, I heard from the Sanhedrin who went into Golis from Yavne to Usha, Shehoyo Oimrim, that they would say, and the Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan was one of those Holchei Usha, Minayin L'Chazaka Gimel Shanim, from where do we know this Indian of a Chazaka of 3 years? And the Gemara said there on Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph, Mishor Amud, we know it from Shor Amud. Ma Shor Amud, Kimin Shanagach, Gimel Negichas, Nafkile Mecheskes Tamakom Le Mecheskes Muad. Just like a ox is a tam for three times, but then he goes out of the category of a tam and becomes a muad, and he has to pay Nezik Shalom after three times. Hachanami, Kivin De Ochla, Tlash Shanin. Once he was using the field or the house for 3 years, Nafak Lamershus Meicher goes out of the property of the seller, Vekaimel Lamershus Lekeach, and it goes into the property of the Lekeach. And the Gemara said that this would only work according to Rabbi Shmuel, because Rabbi Shmuel says that that which it says in our Mishnah that you need Gimel Shanim, that is only for a piece of property which is Isoperis Tutter, which constantly is producing Paris. So then the occupant has to be using, he has to be doing something that would normally provoke a reaction in the Morikama to protest that he is stealing his karka. And if he fails to do so for three consecutive years, that would be a proof that it now belongs to the present occupant. But Rabbi Shmuel Shita is that you don't need 3 years for everything. You only need three times of achilos. For example, if you have something that a piece of property that produces a safsata, where you can have three crops in 3 months, then 3 months is sufficient. So then it makes sense, as the Gemara, that we learn out the inyan of a chazaka of three times, three achilos from Shor HaMu'ud, just like a Shor HaMu'ud becomes a Shor HaMu'ud, changes from tam to mu'ud after three times. So too, there's a raya that this property no longer belongs to the previous owner, the morikamet, but now belongs to the mochzik. But, according to the Chachamim Shita, that you always need 3 full years, even by Asaf Sita. So then, how can we learn it out from Shor HaMu'ud? If it's from Shor HaMu'ud, then you shouldn't need 3 years. All you would need is three times. So if so, where's the Makor for the Inyan of Achazaka of Shaloi Shanim? So Rabbi Yosef wanted to learn it from a Pasuk in Yirmiyah, which we have three lines from the bottom of Chav Ches Amud Beis. Saw this by Kesev Yiknu, Uksoiv B'Sefer Chasom. This is speaking about where Yirmiyah HaNavi was speaking to Klal Yisrael in the 10th year of the reign of Melech Tzidkiyahu. Tzidkiyahu was the king after his nephew Yechaniah. Yechaniah had gone into Golus 11 years previously, and Yirmiyahu was now speaking in the time of the uncle's reign, who followed his nephew's reign. He was now speaking at the time of Melech Tzidkiyahu, in the 10th year of Melech Tzidkiyahu, and he was telling them that you should buy karka, and you should write a shtar for the karka, because you're going to go into Golus in the 11th year of the reign of Melech Tzidkiyahu, and therefore you should make sure that you have a shtar. So why was it necessary to have a shtar to prove that this field belongs to them, that after they would go into Golus, they would have a shtar to prove that this field belongs to them? Why wasn't the chazaka enough that they were occupying it for 2 years, the 10th year and the 11th year, before they go into Golus? So that's a proof that 2 years is not considered a chazaka. So the Rishonim ask, okay, you've brought a proof that 2 years is not enough. That's why Yirmiyahu told them to have a shtar. They can't rely on chazaka. But from where do we know that 3 years is good enough? So here the Rishonim give various truths. And the Ritva says that since Yirmiyahu told them to write a shtar for every field, even a field that's not producing peiros tadir, not constantly producing peiros, it's only producing peiros, let's say, asaf seto, it's producing it in 3 months, three achilos, and even for that, he was saying that you don't have a chazaka, you need a shtar. So we see from Shor HaMuad, according to Ritva, even though we're using the pasuk in Yirmiyahu, we're still relying on the raya from Shor HaMuad for three times. But once we see it's not three achilas, because even for a asaf seto, 2 years is not sufficient, and in 2 years you certainly have many crops of asaf seto, and yet chazaka wasn't enough, you need shtar. So therefore I say it's not achilos, I say it is years, and how many years? That I'll learn now from Shor HaMuad that it's 3 years. That's the Raya according to Ritva. According to the Rajba, the Rajba says, why didn't Yirmiyahu tell them this pasuk, Sadis Bakesav Yiknu, that they should buy fields before they go into Golus in the 9th year of the reign of Tzidkiyahu? The answer is, because if he would have told it to them in the 9th year, then they would have the 9th, the 10th, and the 11th. They would have 3 years. They wouldn't need a shtar. They would have a chazaka. So he told it to them in the 10th year. In the 10th year, if you buy a field now, you're going to go into Golus in the 11th year of Tzidkiyahu, because Yechonya went 11 years previously into Golus, and he was followed by Tzidkiyahu, and now by Tzidkiyahu's 11th year, you're going to go into Golus. And if I'm telling it to you in the 10th year, you only have 2 years. So in the 9th year, I didn't tell it to you, because then you could have relied on Chazaka. I'm telling it to you in the 10th, when you cannot rely on Chazaka of 2 years, and therefore you're going to have to rely on a shtar. This is the raya for Shalei Shonim by all fields, even Asaf Seto, according to the sheet of the Chachamim, who disagree with Rabbi Shmuel, who holds that by Asaf Seto you don't need Gimel Shonim, Gimel Achilas is sufficient. We'll learn it out from a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. And now we begin today's daf. Omer Le'Abai, the last line of Chav Chesam at Beis, Dil Mohasam Eitzatov Kamashmo, and perhaps there Yirmiyahu was just giving them some good advice, as Rashi explains, because when you come back from Golus, you won't have to look for Edim, or your descendants will not have to look for Edim, they may not be available, and you'll have a shtar. So this is a Eitz HaTayva. Really, a Chazaka perhaps could be established in 1 year, says Rashi. But the idea of having a shtar is because it's a good idea. As we turn to Daf Chav Tes Amud Alef, and I'll bring you a raya that Yirmiyahu very often would tell Klal Yisrael good ideas which were not necessarily halachas. The Eloi Teimahachi, if you're not going to say that Yirmiyahu would offer Eitz HaTayvus to Klal Yisrael, that which Yirmiyahu said by Golus Yechonya in an earlier Perek in Yirmiyahu, Perek Chav Tes, the first pasuk we brought was in Yirmiyahu Perek Lamed Beis. In Perek Chav Tes, when he's speaking to Klal Yisrael that's going into Golus, he told them, when you're in Bavel, Banu Batim, build houses, Vishavu and settle there, Vinatu Ganais and plant gardens, Ichlu Espirion and eat the fruits of those gardens. My Kamar, what was Yirmiyahu trying to tell Klal Yisrael at that time? What was he telling them? Build houses. Must be. He was giving them an Eitzah Tova. He was telling them, don't think that the Golus is going to be over quickly. It's going to take 70 years until the Golus is over. So meanwhile, settle in for the long haul. Build houses and settle there. Plant gardens and eat the fruits. So my comrade, Ela Eitzah Tova Kamashmon. He was just giving them some good advice. Hachanami Eitzah Tova Kamashmon. So here too, when he said that you should write a shtar, really a shtar perhaps was not necessarily. There could have been a chazak after 1 year. He was just giving them an Eitzah Tova that you don't have to look for Eidim. You'll have a shtar. Teid, I'll bring you a proof. And the reason we have to bring another proof is because perhaps the first proof from Perek Chavtes is not such a good proof, because perhaps it's not an Eitzah Tova. Rather, it was a dramatic way of telling them this is a long haul. This is not going to be a Golus for a few years. It's going to be a Golus for 70 years. Settle in, build houses, plant gardens. So perhaps it wasn't an Eitzah Tova, but a dramatic way of telling them that they're going to go into Golus for 70 years. So I'll bring you a different proof. Teid d'chsiv, it said is over there in Perek Lamed Beis in Yirmiyah, when Hashem told Yirmiyah that he himself should buy a piece of karka, and he bought property from his cousin Hanamel, and he told his Talmud Boruch that Boruch should take the shtaros and asat them and put them bekli charis, put them into clay vessels, laman yamdu yamim rabim, that they'll have protection and they will be able to last for a long period of time. Now, there's no mitzvah that you have to put a shtar in a kli charis. Ella, what was it? It was an Eitzah Tova. So maybe the idea of the other thing that Yirmiyahu had said, Sodis Bakesef Yiknuk, Sodis Sefer V'chasom, that was also an Eitzah Tova. We have no riot to the Inyan of Gimel Shanim, that there is a Chazaka, which is a riot that the Muchzuk owns this property without having a Shtar. El Amar Rava, Rava says that it's a Svara. Shata Kamaisa, the first year, Machal Inish. A person, he sees someone else in his property eating his fruits, using his property, the owner is Moichel. Tarti, Moichel. The second year, he's also Moichel. But Tlos Loi Moichel, 3 years he wouldn't be Moichel. And if we see he didn't make a Machor, he didn't protest for 3 full years, when this person was in front of him, using his property, eating his fruits, that's a proof that the present occupant owns this piece of property. Amalei Abaye, if that is the logic for the Chazak of Gimel Shanim, El Meyatev, so ki hodra ara, in a case where somebody was using the property only for 2 years, and where he has to return the property to Heder, he should have to give back the property. If he has no shtar, he has no chazaka because it's only 2 years, the din should be, he should have to give back the property, labar mi peri, except for the fruits. As Rashi says, Kivin datreshin in mochel, to heder aram, and mishi yotzel of iru lusoif shanasayim, to heder ar labalim, labar mi peri, da mochel le alayo. You're just telling me that after 2 years, a person is mochel. He's only not mochel for a full 3 years. So up to 3 years, if he has to give back the property, he should say to the owner, but you were mochel the peris, I don't have to give it back to you. Alam amar Rav Nachman, why do we find that Rav Nachman further on in the Gemara tells us that hader arav hader peri, that where there's not a full chazak of 3 years, the peris have, not only does the kark have to go back, but the peris has to go back as well. And here, what's very interesting is that we have on the side, in big, bold, black letters, it says, Atkan Pirush Rashi Zitzal, until now, we have the Pirush of Rashi, Mekam Ve'elach, Pirush Rabbeinu Shmuel Bereb Meir. We have the Pirush of the grandson of Rashi, who we know as the Rashbam, Rabbeinu Shmuel Bereb Meir. And on the side, we have, in the Mesaris HaShas, it says, Bitfus Pizarro Hanusach Kan Meis Rashi Zichroina Levracha. Here, Rashi was Nifter. And I would just take out a moment to speak about the Pirush of Rashi that we're so used to, and perhaps we lack an appreciation for Rashi. I once heard from Rav Beryl Weinschlita that he said, we only recognize Rashi's godless when Rashi does not comment. We get so used to Rashi. He's so indispensable. He's so part of the Gemara that we're learning that the only time we appreciate Rashi is when Rashi fails to make a comment on a certain aspect of the Gemara and we're lost. Then we begin to understand how dependent we are on what Rashi tells us. But it's interesting to note that the last words of Rashi here are on the Gemara we just learned. Alam Amar Rav Nachman. So Rashi comments, L'kaman b'shmaitzen, further on in the sugya. He doesn't tell us what Rav Nachman says in the sugya. It could be that Rashi was soimach on what he said under Rashi before, which is basically what Rav Nachman is speaking about, a case where someone did not have a chazakah for 3 years. So Rav Nachman Paskin, he brought Edom only for 2 years. Rav Nachman Paskin, you have to give back the land, but you also have to give back the peiros. But it's interesting that here the Rashbam overlaps on Rashi and comments on the same words, Alam Rav Nachman. He says, L'kamen b'shmaitzen, but then the Rashbam elaborates what that L'kamen b'shmaitzen is. Gavi machzik b'karka chaver v'ozil idich v'ayis sadi, da'ochlen tartin shenin v'lo yoyser, v'om Rav Nachman hodr ar v'hodr perish ashtay shanim. Here we see the difference, I believe, clearly between Rashi and the Rashbam. Rashi is very succinct. Rashi felt he doesn't have to tell us the case of Rav Nachman because it's similar to what Rashi had said in the Rashi before. It's enough just to say L'kam v'shmaitzen. The Rashbam elaborates and quotes the exact case that Rav Nachman was adjudicating and paskening on, and it is well known, and we can see it from our Masechta, that the Rashbam goes to much greater length where Rashi is succinct. The Rashbam elaborates profusely. And it could be, we have to make a study of this, but it's interesting, I found it very interesting, that the Yerushalmi on Bava Basra, I don't know how well known this is only up to Daf Lamed Dalet, 34 Dafim in Yerushalmi. Whereas the Bavli, we know Bava Basra is the biggest Masechta in Shas. It goes up to Kuf Ayin Vav, 175 blot. And there's no question that the Gemara Yerushalmi is much more succinct than the Gemara Bavli. So that attributes a lot to the difference in the two Gemaras, the Bavli having many more dafim than the Yerushalmi. But perhaps it's also because of the lengthy pirush of the Rashbam, although if you look in Yerushalmi, you'll see the Pnei Moshe is lengthy as well. Sometimes the Pnei Moshe is on the right and the left side of the Gemara, but someone would have to analyze this, that perhaps part of the reason that Bava Basra is 175 blot is because of the elaboration of the Rashbam. The Rashbam reminds us of the Pirush of the Run in Masechta Nedorim, and as we leave Rashi on the Masechta, we go to the Rashbam, we look forward to the elaboration and clarification of Rashi's great grandson, the great in Chashivas, the Pirish of Rabbeinu Shmuel Barab Meir, the Rashbam Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Continues the Gemara. So we have this problem. If you, Rav, are saying that he's Moichel, then why did Rav Nachman Paskin that Hadra Arav Hadra Peri? Ain't a Chanami, by 2 years he has to give back the Karka, but he should not have to give back the Peris. El Omer Rava changes what he said. He's not the pshat that he's moichel on the Paris, but rather shat the kamaisa the first year loikopet inish. A person's not makbid if somebody else is using his property for a year. Tarti loikopet. Sometimes you'll find people who are makbid right away, as we'll soon see. The Bay Bar El Yashiv, they were makbid right away. But there are sometimes people that, okay, you're there a year, you're there 2 years, I'm not makbid. Tlos kapit. 3 years, the Gemara said, everyone is makbid. No one is going to leave somebody else occupy his property for 3 full years. And if he did, it's a raya that it belongs to the occupant, and it's not held against him that he didn't keep his Shtar. So Rashi points out, yes, for 2 years he's not makpid, but it doesn't mean he's moichel on the Paris. That's why Rav Nachman Paskin that he has to return to Paris as well, because he is not makpid that the person is there, but he's not moichel either the Paris. Once you have to give me back the karka, if you were not there a full 3 years, you'll have to give me back the Paris as well. Amalei Abaye, so Abaye said to this final shot of Rav El Miyativ, so if that's what Cheskes Gimel Sham is based on, can go and honey the Bay Bar El Yashiv. Those people from the house of Bar El Yashiv, the Kabdi, they were Makbid Afilu Aman the Cholof Amitzra, somebody who was walking along their Gvul, their boundary, did who? Of their property, they would get all excited and protest. So now, if you bought a karka from the Bay Bar El Yashiv, so L'chaira, if they weren't Moicha right away, it would be a riot that it's yours. You wouldn't have to keep your star. Hachinami Delal Tarvi Chazaka. Are you telling me that the buying something from the Bay Bar El Yashiv and occupying it even for a day, those people are makbid even if somebody walks near their border? Are you going to tell me that this is a chazaka right away if he doesn't protest right away? And if you're going to say, yes, it's by Bar Al Yashiv, it's going to be different. Right away it'll be a chazaka. You don't have to wait 3 years. Im Kain, that can't be, says the Gemara. You have given your words to various measurements. You're not going to have one standard. Here in the Mishnah, you're telling me that there's a chazak of Gimel Shanim for everyone. And according to what you're telling me now, it depends on the seller's hakpada. If he's makbid after 3 years, then it's only yours after 3 years. If he's makbid right away, then it's a riot's yours right away if he wasn't mocha. And if you don't have your star right away, it'll still be yours. So it can't be, because the Mishnah says you need 3 years for everybody. Elam or Rava. Rava says the final pshat. Shat the kamaisa, the first year mizdar inish bishtari. A person watches his star. That's the nature of a person. He buys something. He buys a title to something. He watches it for a year. Tartu plus mizdar, 2 or 3 years. The second year, the third year go by. He watches it. Tvei loy mizdar. But more than that, he doesn't watch his star. So the Rajba speaks out that even though the Gemara doesn't mention it, but it's understood that it's not just tully in watching the star or not, but rather it's tully if the occupant did something that would provoke the morikama to protest. If he didn't use the property in any way, even if 3 years have gone by, but if he's done nothing to provoke the owner to protest, then again, the chazak is not a riot. It's only if he did something for 3 years, he occupied it, he ate the payris, and the person didn't protest, then it is a chazaka. Also, the Rajba speaks out, what Rav is trying to say is that even by the Bay Bar El Yashiv, who are makbid right away, but people still are worried, even if the Bar El Yashiv were not makbid right away, maybe they'll be makbid in the next couple of months, in the first year, in the second year. So even the Rav is trying to say that even by the Bay Bar El Yashiv, people, because they're worried that at any moment the Bar El Yashiv might be Moicha, that they're going to keep their star for 3 years. But after 3 years, they won't. But what the Ksoisa Choshen and Simon Kuf Mem Aleph tries to understand is, how have we established Chazakah? We've only explained that there's no taina against the muchzik of where his shtar is after 3 years, because the tendency is that he's going to lose his shtar after 3 years. But we still haven't explained how the chazaka works according to this final pshat of Rava. So the Ksais brings a machloikis rishayim. The first sheet he brings down is the Ramban further on Daf Membeis, who says that Einachanami, what Rav is saying now, is dependent on what he said before. The chazaka is caused by the fact that I'm doing something in your field that should normally provoke you into protesting. You're not protesting. So that should be an indication that it's mine. And maybe even by the Bay Bar El Yashiv, it's a proof right away that it's mine. However, up till 3 years, as we just said from the Rajba, up till 3 years, the tendency, even if I buy from Beit Baal Yashiv, is that I'm going to keep the shtar. So up to 3 years, the Beis Din can say that your raya is a weak raya because you have a deficiency in your raya, because where's your shtar? Normally, people keep a shtar for 3 years, even by the Beit Baal Yashiv. Where's your shtar? And because of that defect, because you cannot come up with your shtar, your raya is not considered a good raya after 3 years, where it's the normal way of people not to watch their shtar. So then we say that's not held against you, because that's the derech of all people. Memela, now you can occupy the land based on your raya that the other person, the Morikama, did not protest. So learns the Ramban and Daf Mem Beis. The Tzois himself learns like the Nemuka Yosef and the Rosh, who say that Einachanami, it's not a logic here, but rather it's a Takonis Chachamim. Since people are apt to lose their shtar after 3 years, the Chachamim said that if somebody wants to protest a sale, or an alleged sale, he has to do it within 3 years. If the Morikama says that this was stolen from me, he has to do it up to 3 years, because we're trying to protect the Lekeach, because he only watches his shtar for 3 years. It's a Takonas Chachamim. Continues the Gemara. Ormalei Abaye said, Abaye Elameyata. If this is what the Chazak of Gimusham is based on, Macho Shalab Fun of Light Heavy Macho. So if somebody made a Macho not in front of the Muchsik, it should not be a good Macho. The Omar Lay, because the Muchsik can say to the Morikama, Imachis Bapoi, have him Mizdarna Bishtari. If you would have been Moicha in front of me, I would have been careful in my start. In other words, if someone is moiche, then we say that after 3 years, it is considered still against you that you did not keep your shtar. Why is it considered a problem? The muchsa can say, I didn't keep it because you were not moiche in front of me. Now, the Ritva speaks out that although on Daf Chof Chesamid Beis, we already said what the Gemara is going to answer, that Chavra, Chavra Islay, Chavra Islay, that when you were Moiche in front of witnesses, that witness is going to spread the word to his friend, and his friend is going to spread the word to his friend, and finally it will get back, news will travel, and the Macho that the Morikama did elsewhere will come to the ears of the Muchsik. So what's the Gemara? What's the Gemara asking over here? So explains the Ritva. The Gemara is saying that even though we have this idea of chavra islay, that the news travels from one person to another, but if you were serious about your macha, the muchsik should be able to say to the Morikama, you should have come in front of me and protest me to my face. Since you didn't protest to my face, therefore I didn't keep the shtar. So according to the pshat of the Nemuk Yosef and the Rosh, that the Tzois holds like that, it's a Takonis Chachamim, so we can understand. The Gemara is asking, why didn't the Takon of the Chachamim protect the Muchsik in the case of a Machor that was not done in front of him? He could say, I heard about it, but I didn't take it seriously because I expected the person to come and be moichet to my face, and that's why I didn't watch my shtar. So why didn't the Chachamim make a takana to protect him in this case and not hold it against him that he didn't protect the shtar? According to the Ramban and Daf Mem Beis, that we're working with the raya that you were not moichet, but till 3 years, it's considered something wrong with your raya because you should have watched your shtar. So the Gemara is saying that if you made a macha shalei b'fanav, that's as the same, let's say a person would make a macha not in front of Adam, he'd make it in front of himself. Of course, that's not considered a macha. There's a defect in the macha. If there's a defect in the macha, the raya is a good raya. If the raya is a good raya, then there's nothing to hold against him that he didn't have the shtar after 3 years. Then the Gemara answers, no, that chavra islay is so strong that it's considered as if the person was moicha right in your face, you should have kept a hold of the shtar. So let's see the Gemara inside. Answers the Gemara, because the Morikama can say to the Musa, Chavra, Chavra Isle, your friend, he has a friend. V'chavra, the Chavra, and the friend of your friend, Chavra Isle, he has another friend. In other words, it would get back to you, so it's considered as if I was Moich in front of you. Your Raya is not a good Raya of 3 years. You should have kept your star longer than 3 years, and therefore, you are not able to keep it without a shtar, because your chazak is not considered chazak. Now that we've established the inyan of cheskes gimel shanim, we have some halachas concerning this chazak. Amar Rav Huna, shalosh shanim shan, with that which we said a chazak of 3 years, hu shachar metzuvos. It's only if there's no gap between 1 year and the other. He ate all 3 years at one time. He didn't eat in the field the first year. And he didn't plant the first year and then not do anything the second year, and then the third and the fourth year use the field. That would not be considered a good chazak, even though he had it for a total of 3 years. Ask the Gemara, my kamashman, what is Rav Huna's chiddush? Tanina, we learned it in our Mishnah. Cheskos and shal shonim yom liyom. The chazak is 3 years from one day to the other, which the Gemara understood to mean there's no gaps. The Gemara answers, no, those words alone is no raya. Ma, the same I would have thought, miyoyim liyoyim, lafuke mikutois. I would have thought that what the Mishnah means is to exclude partial years. You could have a gap between 1 year and another, but you have to have a whole year. A whole year one, a whole year three, and a whole year four. But there's no problem if you have year number two in the middle. They could be spread out. Kamash Malon. That's what Rav Huna is telling you, that the Mishnah doesn't mean just that you need full years. The Mishnah means you need consecutive years without a gap between 1 year and the other. Amar Rav Chama, said Rav Chama, Moida Rav Huna. Rav Huna is Moida. Ba'asrei de Muvri Bag, in a place where they keep the fields fallow. That the halacha is that you don't need them to be one after the other. You don't need them ritzufus. They could be muvazars. Enichanami, the Rashbam speaks out that the year that he didn't plant is not oilam and a minyan. He will need, for example, in the marshal that we gave, that the second year he didn't plant, you'll need 4 years, because the first year and the second year doesn't count, and then you'll need the third and the fourth year, so you have a total of 3 years. But you don't need it together, because the people used to leave the field fallow for 1 year so that the field could be stronger and produce better pears by leaving it fallow for 1 year. Ask the Gemara Pshita, this is simple. Of course, if that's the derech, then the Morikama can't say, I didn't protest because I saw that the field was fallow and you weren't using it as an owner was using it. You were using it as an owner was using it, because everybody in that area was leaving the field fallow. So the Gemara says, like, Tzricha, they could move over, they could lie over. In that area, there were those who left it fallow and those who did not leave it fallow. V'hai gavra muvra. And this person left it fallow. Mao, the same I would have thought, as the Bach puts in the word Motzi Amrlei, that the Morikama could say to the Muchsik, Im Isa the Dachavoy, if it was really yours, Ibor Lach Lemizra. So you should have planted it. Why? As the Sheet explains, because since you're a new buyer, you should have rushed to establish your Chazaka as quickly as possible, and you should not have left it fallow for a year. Kamash Malon, that's what Rav Chama wanted to tell us. The Chiddush, the Amalei, the Muchzik could say back to the Morikama, Choda Ara Bekula Baga Loi Matzina Lintar. If all the fields are planting, so then we get one Shoimer to watch all the fields. But here in the area that I am, the fields around me are not being planted. If I would be the only one to plant, I would have to hire a shomer just for that one field. That would be too expensive for me. I can't afford it, and therefore I have to leave it fallow inami, or bahachi nichli davdetfei, that I was looking for the profit. And I wanted to have a field that produces better peres, so therefore I had to leave it fallow. So therefore, that's the chiddush of Rav Chama, that we listen to the muchzik's taina against the Mori Kama's taina, because he has a legitimate reason why he did it. Now the Rashbam speaks out that it would be necessary for the muchzik to still plow the ground. He just is not planting the ground. But he says to the Mori Kama, look, you saw that I plowed it. The reason I didn't plant it is as we explained, I couldn't afford a shomer, I wanted a profit margin, but you saw that I plowed it. According to the Rashbam, it's necessary in this case of leaving the field fallow for 1 year that at least he plows it. Then it's a taina on the Mori Kama. Why didn't you protest? You saw he was using it. However, the Shita's opinion is that that's not necessary. If people around him are leaving it fallow, he should have understood that people are doing it, the owners of the fields are doing it because they can't afford a shomer, they want to leave it fallow so that the ground can be stronger to produce better peiros, and therefore, by the fact that he used it the first year, and he used it the third and fourth year, even though he didn't use it the second year, the Mori Kama has no taina, according to the Shita, even if it wouldn't be plowed. Not only it wouldn't be seeded, but even if it wouldn't be plowed, it would still be a proof to the Muchzik, a Raya of Gimel Shanim. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah. Cheskes Habatim, the first item that's listed in the Mishnah are houses. Houses are different than the other items that are listed in the Mishnah, which are only used in the day and not used at night. V'abatim to be mama yadi b'leila lo yadi. Houses are used day and night. Now, how can he bring witnesses that he was there at night? People only know that he was there during the day. Ask the Gemara. Elamai, you don't need witnesses for the night. If you don't need witnesses for the night, and still we consider it a chazaka, so you see l'chayra against Rav Huna that you don't need ritzufim, even if you have them with gaps, it's still a good chazaka. Amar Abai says no kasha on Rav Huna. Man maser abatim, who gives a testimony on houses? Shivavi, that's the neighbor. Shivavi meriyad biyom mama uvalelya. The neighbors know day and night. They're the ones who see him, the occupant, in the house. The neighbors. The neighbors know that he's there in the day and the night. The Rashbam speaks out that, as we'll see from the Gemara further, the Mori Kama, the original owner, can say, he can taina, that I know that he wasn't there at night. But if he does not taina that, in a normal case, we do not taina it for him. And all the Eidim would have to say is that he was in the house. And normally when a person lives in a house, he doesn't just live there in the day and move out at night. He lives there day and night. Then Amoki Yosef says that you can't expect that the Eidim are going to say that he was there for 3 years, day and night, and we testify every minute of the day and the night. They go to sleep themselves. How are they to testify during the time that they were sleeping that this muchzik was in the house at that time? But rather, what they have to do in a normal case is to testify that he was in the house. And if we say if he was in the house in the daytime, he was normally there at night. If the person will say, I saw that he wasn't there at night, the neighbors will have to testify that we never saw him taking his things out of the house, moving them to a different location. We say he was there at night. The problem, which the Rosh speaks out, is what happens if the Mori Kama gets into the nitty-gritty and says that you're telling me, for example, you yourselves used to go to sleep at 10 o'clock at night. I saw the lights went out in your house at 10 o'clock at night. After you were sleeping at 10 o'clock at night, at 11 o'clock, I used to see him every night going out of your house, And I used to observe that he would come back in the morning at 6 in the morning. He used to get up at 7, and I saw him coming back to the house at 6. That means from 11 at night till 6 in the morning, he was not there. So he didn't use the house the way a normal owner uses the house, and that's why I didn't protest. So then, Einikonami, that's a problem with this teretz that was just given in the Gemara by a buy of the neighbors, because the neighbors can't testify to that, and that's why Rava gives a different teretz. Rava says there is a way that we can testify that he was there day and night. How? Rava Amar, the Asa Beitrei, two people came, Va'amri, and they said, Anana Grinamine, we rented it from him, from the Muxik, because a person can make a chazaka on a house, not only if he lives there himself, but even if he rents it out to others. V'darinim bei tlashnin, and we were in the house 3 years, b'yamama uvalelya, day and night. And now already, that's the best edim that you can have, that they're testifying that we used to pay him rent. Amar le Rav Yemel Rav Ashi, hani noigim bei dusanein. What kind of good edis are these? They're negei edis. Why? If they're not going to say that he is the owner of the house who we used to pay rent to for 3 years, day and night, Amrina Lahu, we're going to tell them, Zilu Havale Agar Basilai, give your rent now to the Morikama, you paid the wrong person. And the Gemara says in Bava Kama that if somebody by mistake paid the rent to the wrong person, he has to pay it now when he finds out to the right person. Ein Echanami can go to Din, and he can get back his money from the person that he wrongly paid. However, not everybody wants to go through the tirchah of going to Beis Din. So these people have a negius here to say that the muchzik is the one who was the maskir who rented the house to them. So how can we accept them as edus? Asked the Rav Yemer to Rav Ashi. Amalei, Rav Ashi responded, Dainid Ishvili, lo dayanim, as Rashi says, Rashbam says, dayanim that are not, she'enim bekiyim bedin, dayanim are not bekiyim, we have hachi daini, the Bach puts in, the gears of the Bach is, daina hachi, they would judge according to what you said. That Einichanami, if they paid it already, it would be wrong to accept them as Edis. Miloy Askinim, but aren't we speaking about Kugoin de Nikite Agabese? They're holding in their hands the rent, Va'amri, and they come to Bezdin and they say, Laman Leisvei, who should we give it to? We owe them the rent, who should we give it to? And then the Bezdin says, well, who rented it to you? Oh, the one who rented it to us was the Muxik. Not the Morikama. So they don't have a Negias because they'll give the rent to whoever Bezdin tells them to give it to. So it's only in that case that we, in Echanami, have good edis to say that this house belongs to the Mosek. Amar Marzutra says Marzutra. Ve'i ton va'amar leisu treisari lasu delei the dorbei tlashini biyom v'leila. If the ma'arer, if the previous owner now says, bring me two edis that they were there day and night, you have just brought Adam that they were there in the day, and you're assuming they were there at night. I tell you they were not there at night. So then in Echanami, Tanisa Taina, it's a good Taina. In other words, Marzutra, as the Rashbam explains, understands that the Avis that we've been speaking about is a general Avis that they were there for 3 years in the daytime. And Mistama, they were living there the way people normally live at night. But if he presses the case and says, bring me Adam that they were there at night, then Ein Echanami, he has a good time. We don't time it on behalf of the Ma'arer, on behalf of the previous owner. But if he times it, we have to deal with it. We'll have to bring Adam. And as we said from the Rush before, if he'll get down to nitty gritty and say that you tell me he was there at night and he didn't bring out his chafetzim, but I saw him after you went to sleep bringing it out, Einichanami, the only way we'll be able to prove it is what Rava said, that he had tenants. And the tenants were there day and night. As we turn to Daf Chav Tes Amid Beis, Umayde Marzutra. Marzutra is Umayde. Marzutra, who said that that we don't tine it for him, but if he tines it, it's a good tine. There will be one case where Bezdin will tine it for the Ma'arer, even if the Ma'arer himself does not tine it. But Reuchlin, by peddlers, Hamachzirin, who go around by yours in the cities, the Afagav de Loitoy, and even though they don't tine, prove to me that you were there at night, Tanina Le'anan, we tine it, as the Rashbam explains, because these Reuchlin go away to peddle their merchandise for long periods of time, and we're worried maybe this person was there illegally. But whenever the peddlers would come back to town, he would get wind of it, and he would leave, and he would come back when the peddlers went again for a few months away. So therefore, even if the peddler does not tine it, we tine the bezdin tines it for him, and he has to bring, the muchzik has to bring edim that he was there every single night, and he was not absent even one night, and only then will his chazakah be a good chazakah. Continues the Gemara, umayd the Rav Hunna, and Rav Hunna, who said before on Amud Aleph, that you require Gimel Shan Ritzufim, that there are no gaps, he would be Maida Bechanusa. The Mechuza in the Chenvis of the Mechuza, the stores of Mechuza, which the Rashbam tells us, were stores that sold Lechem V'yayin, bread and wine, Dili Yamam Avida. They are made for use during the day. Lilelya Loyavida. They're not made for occupation during the night, that in such a case, Ritzufim will not be necessary. A chazakah of Gimel Shanim will be able to be established even though there are gaps of the nighttime. These stores, some people in Mechuzo would use them for places where they would sleep at night. But in this particular case, they were being used as a store which was only used during the day. And here we have a machlokas, a fundamental machlokas in the sugi between Tosfos, the fourth Tosfos from the bottom of the Amud, Divrei Maskil Umoyde Rav Hunna, and the Nemukah Yosef. Let us learn the Tosfos inside. It says, Tosfos, Pirush, Umoyel Lehem Imechziku Gimel Shanim. And it'll help if they were in the stores for 3 years, and here, as the Rashbam explains, we will not entertain the taina of the morikama, even if he does tine it. In the case before Bar Marzutra, even if the Reuchlin did not taina, Bezdin would taina for the Reuchlin. And here, in this case, in the Chenvis, the Mechuza, even if the morikama would taina, we would not listen to that taina. The Afal Gav says Tosfos further, the Lav Shosh Ritzuvos Amufuzar, and Kivin Derchai Bahachi, since this is the usual way to use the store only in the daytime, the Havi Ke'asred, the Muvri Bagi, like on Amud Aleph, these were like the pieces of property that lay fallow for 1 year. Vim Timer asked Tosfos, him came, Pshita the Maida Rav Hunna, Kedaporach Le'il Gabi Bagi. In the Gemara and Amud Aleph, the Gemara said, Pshita, if that's the way that everybody leaves it fallow for 1 year, so of course Rav Hunna's Maida, you don't need Ritzufin. Them of Huzorin is acceptable. So what's the Chiddush? V'yesh Leimer answers, Taisel, Fishim, and the Adam, Shainim, and Kanvonim, Doran, Ben, Ben, Begum, Ubalila. As we mentioned before, some people would occupy these storefronts as places of, which would be instead of a house, and they would be there not only in the day, during the night as well. If they use it as a home, then they in fact need it 3 years without a gap, day and night. I would have thought that even if you're using it as a store, you also require the same thing 3 years, day and night, and therefore the taina of the ma'arer would be a good taina. The chazaka would not be a good chazaka. That since you're using it for a store, a gap is of nighttime, not using it is still a valid chazak. Umahai time asishara per debinalu sholish shanim shlemis. The hain of sham. So Taisa Shita is that any chanami can have a gap, but just like in the case of the fields, How do you establish the 3 years if you're leaving 1 year fallow? You need a total of 4 years. The Chiddush is you don't know Ritzuf, and so here too. You need 6 years so that you'll have a total of 3 years. It'll be equivalent to 3 years of day and night, even though you're having a gap, but you'll need 6 years. Even though our Mishnah said that in the case of Sodis and Beis Abadim, you only need three altogether. So Taisis makes a fundamental difference between the Chenvis of the Mechuzah and the case of our Mishnah of the Sodis and the Beis Abadim. By the Sodis and Beis Abadim, everyone uses it only during the daytime and not at nighttime. Then the Chazak is established through 3 years of usage during the day. However, by the storefront, since some people use them as a place of residence, as a house, and they use it day and night. So even though we're permitting the storekeeper to establish chazaka without the nights, but he still needs the same amount of time, holds Taisvis, as a person who's using it as a house. Therefore, he'll need 6 years only during the day, which will be equivalent to 3 full years of day and night. That is the sheet of Taisvis. On this, the Muki Yosef disagrees, and the Muki Yosef says that once we're looking at it in terms of a storefront, then Ein Echanami, all you need is like a Sada and Beis Abad of our Mishnah, 3 years of day, and you don't need night at all, and you do not need 6 years. So there's a fundamental machlokes here between Taisa and the Muki Yosef, whether you need 6 years of day and not night, or 3 years of day and not night. The Ramon Chosh Mishvat Simen Kuf Mem Sivkot Yuvdalid says in the name of the Mordechai, a compromise, that if the storefront was used previously as a store, then Ein Echanami, all you need is 3 years of day and not night. But if the prior usage of this property was as a residence of 3 years day and night, and now the buyer was using it only as a storefront, so Ein Echanami, he doesn't need a chazaka for the nights, but he does need a comparable amount to 3 years of day and night, he will need 6 years of day and not night. If it was used previously as a storefront, he only needs 3 years of day and not night. If it was used previously as a residence, then now that he's converting it to a storefront, he will need 6 years of day, but he doesn't need the night. Continues the Gemara with a story. Rami bar Chama, Ravuka bar Chama, Zov, and they bought Ahu Hamsa, this maidservant, Bahari Adari, Ashutfim, together. So they made up that Mar, one of them, Ishtamish bar Rishon, Ishlishes, Chamishes, in a 6 year cycle, one of them would use the maidservant the first year, the third year, and the fifth year. Umar Ishtamish bar Shnir Revia Svashishes, and the other one would use her for the second year, the fourth year, and the sixth year. Nafik Iri Lave. So somebody protested. And also the Kameda Rava, they came in front of Rava, Omar Lehu, so Rava said to them, my time of it is talking. Why did you make this arrangement to that each one should use it on a year with a gap, 1, 3, 5, or 2, 4, 6? The reason is, that you shouldn't be able, one of you should not be able to establish a chazaka over the other one. So, just like according for your own purposes, you were not able to establish a chazaka of one over the other, that if they would have used it 3 years in a row, then it would have been a chazaka, they would have said it's mine. So you didn't do that. You had a gap, and you didn't have ritzufim. So just like it's not a chazaka for yourselves, for each other, la'alma nami le'avi chazaka. So even though you would be there a total of 6 years, and each one of you would have had 3 years, or together you would have 3 years, it's not considered a chazaka. Even though you'll ask, why didn't the Ma'ara protest during this period of time? He can answer that I saw that you were not using it consecutively. Therefore, I saw no need to protest. So just like this was a safeguard for each other that it shouldn't be a chazaka, it's not a chazaka legabi the world either. Now, the Rabbi Chanan in the Kaibet Shurim points out that, of course, these great people, Rami Bar Chama, Rav Uka Bar Chama, were not choshed that one would try to make a chazaka over the other and claim that the shifra is his, even though it was bought b'shutvus. But rather, we have to understand this Gemara in light of the Gemara which we learned at the end of Ezo Neshech, that one is not allowed to lend money to somebody else without aidim because of lifna iver leisitein mechshol, because this is putting a stumbling block in front of the other person that there won't be adam that a loan took place, and then he will claim that he never borrowed the money. Therefore, a loan should always take place with adam, even if it's someone you trust, he may forget, and therefore you should have adam. Otherwise, you're over on lifna iver leisitein mechshol. So to here, they didn't want to set up a situation where there would be a possibility that one would think that he is the owner by having a chazaka of 3 years in a row. Not because they didn't trust each other, but in fact because they felt lahalacha, they should not set up such a possibility because of the union of lifnei iver. Now, Tosfos here, the third last Tosfos on the Avodah, Divrei HaMaskil Deloi Tichzeku Adari, asks the question from the Gemara further on Daf Mem Beis, where the Gemara says clearly, Hashutvin Ein Lehem Chazaka Zal Zeh. So what Tosfos is asking, why did they have to use the Shivcha? Besirugin, by a gap, by skipping a year, using the Shivcha on alternate years, they could have used it for 3 years in a row, and the Gemara says that Shutvin cannot make a Chazaka one on the other. So the Rajba answers Tosfos Kasha by saying that there is a tzad in the Gemara further in Daf Mem Beis, that when do we say that Shutvin don't have a chazaka one on the other? That's only if each one used half of a field for 3 years. And let's say one of them, Reuven, will say to Shimon, I have a chazaka on the better half of the field. So we say that since you only use the half a field, you can't establish a chazaka in the case of Shutvin. But ain't a chanami if Reuven would have used an entire field for 3 years, then there is a tzad in the Gemara, even though it's not the Gemara's maskana. But we'll have to say that Rami Bar Chama and Rav Uka Bar Chama held like that tzad in the Havamin of the Gemara, that when it's a full field or a full shifcha for 3 years in a row, then Shutvin could establish a chazaka one on the other, and therefore it was necessary to use the shifcha on alternate years. The Gemara continues that Veloya Moran, this is not said, Ella Deloy Kosav Itra, that they did not write a shtar, a document of partnership and apportionment, clearly delineating when the shifra would be used by both Rami Bar Chama and Rav Uka Bar Chama. Aval Kosav Itra, if such a document was written, Kola Isle, it has a coil. And then we say to the Ma'arer, you should have protested. You can't say you didn't know. And you can't say that they did, that you understood that they did it on alternate years because they were not claiming that it's theirs. You should have understood through the shtar, which has a pirsum, everybody hears about it, that this was their business arrangement, how they would practically go ahead and use the shifcha in a shutfus form. It wasn't because they didn't want to establish chazaka one over the other, but rather this was a public declaration of how the partnership would evolve, how they would use the shifcha each and every year. So the Rashbam brings down three shitas. One shita is that la'alter havi chazaka, that you in this case, when a shtar was written, you should have protested right away, and since you didn't right away, there's a chazaka, and even if they don't have a shtar, it belongs to them. The second pshat in Tosfos is that it'll only be a, in the Rashbam, is that it'll only be a chazaka after 6 years, after we say that each one had the shivcha for 3 years. And the final pshat in the Rashbam, which Rashbam says v'chein ikker, is that once there's such a shtar, then they can join forces. And after 3 years, even though one of them only used it on year 1 and 3, and the second one used it only on year 2, but this shtar gives them a joint power to say that you should have protested, you should have realized that we bought the shivcha from you as shutvim. And the shtar is declaring that this was just the business arrangement, how we were going to divide up the labor of the shivcha, and therefore, jointly, we are establishing a chazaka, and we have a raya, and you should have protested, and since you didn't, after 3 years, it becomes a chazaka, and the Rashbam says, v'chein ikr, that in fact will become after 3 years. Amar Rava, continues the Gemara, Rava says, Achlokula, what happens if he made usage of the entire plot of ground? Chutzpi base roiva. A base roiva is a quarter of a kav of seed, the area of ground where one would plant a quarter of a kav of seed. So he plowed and he seeded the whole large area except for this area where one would be able to plow a seed a quarter of a cob of seed. So then is kana kula chutzpi beis roiva. So his chazaka is the usage that he did in the rest of the field gives the rest of the field to him. And we don't say that because he didn't use the beis roiva, therefore this should negate his chazaka on the whole field. He gets the whole field except for the beis roiva that belongs to the other party, the Ma'ar. Omer of Funab Red Rav Shu of Aloya Morn. When do we say this? Ella, the Bach says the word is not bar. Ella, the Bas Zuriahi. That's only if the ground is soft and you can seed in it. Avalav. The Bach doesn't say it. Lachar, we have to say again. We have to amend this word bar as bas. Avalav bas Zuriahi. But if it's hard ground where you cannot seed anything, Koni log of Ara, then ain't a chanami. Just like he's kind of the larger plot of ground, he will be kind of with it, the base roiva, because he couldn't have planted anything there anyway. And therefore, since there's a raya on the rest where the ma'ar wasn't maicha, huadin on this part as well. Maskul Rabbi Rabbi Elamiyatev Sot. Sunma. Let's say somebody bought a hard piece of land. Bamei yikna. How will he be able to make a kinyan after 3 years? What raya will he have if he doesn't have his shtar? Because he cannot use it for seeding something. It's very hard, rocky ground where he can't plant anything. Ella, the only way is to use it in some other way. Be'ukme bo chiyusa, he will put their cattle who will rest or graze, umishatcha bo peri, or he'll spread out peris. He won't plant, he won't plow. He will use it for other purposes. Hachinami, just like that's the way you make a kinyan on hard land, so too here, even if this particular piece of the base roiva was difficult to plant, and people would not plant there, but he could have used it in a different way. He should have put animals there to graze and rest, or spread out peris, and since he didn't use the kark in any manner, not only didn't he plow and seed, but he didn't use it for animals, he didn't use it to spread out peris, therefore the Ma'arur does have a taina. And even though the Ma'ar wasn't Maicha, he can say, I wasn't Maicha because you did not use that base roiva as a normal owner would. You didn't elicit in me a protest because there was nothing to protest. You weren't using it. The only time it's a chazaka is if you caused me normally to protest and I didn't protest. But since you didn't use it in any constructive way, you didn't cause me to protest and that's why I didn't protest. However, the Rosh says that the Gemara here is saying, Dafka, Roiva Hakav.
But Ein Echanami, let's say it's a very minuscule piece of ground, which he did not use. It's less than Roiv HaKav. So then Ein Echanami, once he was 3 years on the rest of the karka, and he did use that in a positive way, he seeded or he put animals there, he used it, then Ein Echanami on this less than a Roiva, that will be bottled to the larger portion of ground, and the raya that he has, that he bought it from on the larger, will help as well for this small, minuscule piece of ground, which is less than a roiva, a base roiva.